Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israeli troops are making their way deeper into Gaza. CBS's Tina Krause from Tel Aviv.
Israel says its ground forces are now at the gates of Gaza City, and both sides report fierce fighting. Hamas also claims 7 of the more than 200 hostages it's holding were killed in Tuesday's bombing raid.
Minnesota's Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether the Constitution's insurrection clause prevents Donald Trump from running for president again after the January 6th attacks. CBS Minnesota's Pauline Lee.
Questions that the court will have to consider include, what is an insurrectionist? Does this clause, is it still valid today, and does it even apply to former presidents?
Thanks to some help from AI, the Beatles' very last song, Now and Then, will be released in half an hour. John Lennon's son, Sean.
It's the last song that my dad and Paul and George and Ringo will get to make together.
It's derived from a late 1970s Lennon demo. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.com.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group that wants Wisconsin's elections administrator impeached is setting its sights on Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in new TV and newspaper advertisements in Milwaukee. The ads are paid for by a group calling itself the Wisconsin Elections Committee, based in Racine County. It makes debunked claims against Megan Wolf and accuses Voss of holding up her removal. The ads urge voters to contact Voss. Mental health care might become more accessible in rural Wisconsin. A bipartisan bill to set up regional mental health crisis centers around the state got two hearings yesterday. Supporters say it would reduce the amount of time a person in crisis spends with law enforcement and help them get care faster. Senator Howard Markline says the current process involves long drives in squad cars. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The eyedrop murder trial in Waukesha County shifted its focus to finances. A detective testified about Jesse Kierzewski allegedly stealing $290,000 from her friend prior to her death in 2018. The detective revealed a pattern of theft both before and after Kierzewski began handling her friend's finances. Kierzewski has denied poisoning her friend, instead claiming her friend had substance abuse issues. A group of cold case investigators think Jimmy Hoffa's remains are near where third base used to be at County Stadium. The compelling theory about the burial location of Jimmy Hoffa was presented by a group called the Case Breakers. They suggest that Hoffa's body now may be interred beneath the parking lot of the Brewers ballpark. They claim to have arrived at the conclusion through a tip provided by a former corrupt police officer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks get crushed by the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Raptors in Toronto, 130-111. Toronto shot 56% from the field, hit 15 three-point shots, and were 13 out of 14 from the foul line. What happened defensively to the Bucks? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Defensively? I didn't think we did a good job as far as keeping the ball in front, you know, too many points in the paint as far as kick out threes.
The Bucks return to Milwaukee to host the New York Knicks Friday night, tip-off time 6:30. NFL, the Packers host the Rams Sunday, but L.A.'s quarterback Matthew Stafford, struggling with a thumb injury, Brett Rippon, could start at quarterback. Now, he's the nephew of quarterback Mark Rippon, who led Washington to a Super Bowl win in 1991. The Packers trying to break a four-game slump, wide receiver Christian Watson.
I just want to find a way to win. You know, I've never been okay with losing. I want to compete. I want to win. You just got to find a way to do it.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 48 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 35 tonight. High of 49 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Show grooving on a Thursday afternoon. Oh, that's the wrong one. Oh, okay. Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Anyway, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Kevin, you ever notice all this different music that we play? You ever notice my lips going along with all of those songs?
I do, Earl.
So I know all of that music, man. I know the lyrics to all of those songs.
Yes, you do.
I'm often impressed. Yeah, I don't care what it is, man. I know the lyrics to all of those songs. And so, man, you just the importance of music being therapeutic is, as always, been something that I thought was really important. But anyway, it's November 2nd. You know what time it is, Calvin?
What time is that?
It's time to put up the Christmas decorations.
I think it's still a little early.
You do?
I do, at least in my family.
Well, no, man, there are people starting to put up the Christmas decorations. Now, you know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. For those who celebrate Christmas, and we talk about you know the season of giving and all those things and what it's really supposed to be about. And I know that Christmas puts you in a situation or a mood where your spirits are uplifted, because for the purpose of what it's supposed to be. It's peace on earth, goodwill to men. You know, we know that that has long since, you know, been forgotten. And in Christmas season is basically about, you know, gluttony. And so, you know, buy gifts for people who we don't even like. You know, it's true, Calvin. You know, sometimes you have to, you're a part of something, and they say, well, we're all going to buy Christmas gifts. And so you're buying Christmas gifts for people you don't really care for. But I'm just curious. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Is November 2nd too early to put up Christmas, you know, decorations. You know, I mean, I know how they make people feel, and I know that once, you know, the season is over, people kind of go into a stupor because some think it's too short. But it's way too early to even be thinking about Christmas for me, as far as I'm concerned. Your thoughts, 844-967-2789. If we need an uplift in some way, shape, or form, you know, go to a an old folks home and share some time with an elder person, or go to a place where children are who don't have families and have some time and spend some time with them. You'll find that you'll get more out of those things than you do by, you know, hiding behind. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't use the term. That's too harsh a term. Putting up your Christmas lights and ornaments and all of those things. There are many ways that we can impact the lives of other people. And they don't cost us a whole lot. And they don't, you know, and it's not from something that's, you know, as frivolous as putting up Christmas lights. But really, you know, let me tell you a little bit about, you know, the person that's on this microphone. You know, throughout every day of my life, you know, I'm focused on trying to impact somebody else's life and try to make it better. It enriches my life and who I am. And so as humans, we get to a point where we seem to forget that the importance of interacting with other humans. We have become so desensitized to our fellow human beings that we kind of, you know, shutter ourselves away from other humans because we're, in many instances, it bothered by the fact that people have hurt us in so many different ways. But there are so many different ways we can be uplifted rather than by things. And I found those ways, right? And so I'm a guy who at a point in my life was addicted, right? I mean, I smoked a lot of pot. I did, right? I keep telling people I didn't fall down out of heaven. I came up out of hell like everybody else. So I'm high all the time now. But I'm not artificially high because I learned how to be high by doing things for other people. I wake up in the morning high, you know, because I know that at some point in my day, I'm going to make a difference in somebody else's life. We all have the capabilities to do those things. Right? Sometimes as we've gotten older, we've forgotten how to do it. Or maybe it's the fact that, you know, our grandparents are no longer here, or our parents are no longer here. And so we would do those things for them, not realizing that there's a plethora of other people out here and in an infinite amount of people that need support and that need a kind word. I don't care if it's your neighbor. I don't care if it's even your enemy. But there's a way that we can improve our own lots in life and uplift ourselves by doing things for others. Don't let me do this by myself. I always say I don't have any problem doing it, you know, but our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Calvin, you understand what I'm talking about?
I definitely understand what you're talking about. And even if you can't go and make someone you don't know's lives better, you can do it to your family. Absolutely. Make them dinner, clean up their house for them. Do it. Just be nice and love each other.
Yeah, man. That's clearly the message, right? I mean, the message is we're here on this planet for such a short period of time. And rather than he's a Democrat, I'm a Republican. Right, right. Hey, think about how stupid that is. They're on the other side of the political spectrum than us. I'm a conservative. He's a liberal. Okay. So now they're enemies because you're on different sides of the political spectrum. It's the problem in the society. Can't we see that? The fact that I can't interact with somebody because of their political affiliations, we've come to that. And it's getting worse by, you know, by leaps and bounds. I just, for the life of me, don't understand why people would prefer to be miserable as opposed to be upbeat. And maybe it's because we've gotten into those ruts in our lives that we don't understand the impact that we can have in others, especially outside of our own families. And certainly, as Calvin said, even beginning with our own families. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, is there anybody out there who thinks that what I'm saying is right or wrong? I'm willing to hear your opinion on it. But I know I'm right because I know where I am at this point in my life cycle. And I know what makes me happy. And I know it's not things. And I know it's not money. So money is never going to make me happy because you can't take any of that with you. But we live in a society that has us so caught up in material things. Well, you know, I get to go here, I get to go there, other people don't, so therefore I'm a little bit better than somebody else because my diamond ring is bigger than somebody else's diamond ring. Hey, think about this. There are people all over this world right now. There are people who are struggling still to eat. The world has plenty of food. There shouldn't be a soul on this earth who can't eat a great meal every evening because the earth provides that. The earth itself has an infinite amount of food to feed all the peoples of the world. Why are there people who are starving? 844-967-2789. Ever think about that? Well, I do. It's not that it makes me better than anybody else. But these things just don't make any sense to me. We'd much rather spend the money on defense and on things to blow other people to smithereens than to feed people. How does that make sense? It is absolutely infuriating to me that we don't take time to think about these types of things. Right? For heaven's sakes, children. I don't care where they are. You know, Calcutta, Timbuktu, you know, or whether or not they live in the highest elevation or the lowest elevation on the planet. They're still the same. They're all the same. They're children. Whether they're American children or whether they're Ethiopian children. Why should there be a difference? They're all children. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I hope somebody will join me. If not, we got a lot more to talk about. Be right back.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Mark from Shorewood. Good morning to you, Mark. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. About your age.
Can you speak up a little more? Try that again.
Yeah, I can call back.
No, go ahead. That's I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm about your age, and so I have come to all the same conclusions in my life. And just wanted to also mention that from a different angle, I know several people, a lot of money. Just, you know, you meet them in the course of life.
Right.
They're sort of acquaintances. And really interesting to me is that they don't appear to be any happier than people who don't have money. They really don't. So there's kind of a big lesson there. It's a different perspective on what you're saying.
You know, Mark, you said you and I are in the same age demographic, and the more you look at these things and the shorter our life span gets, you realize the blessing of every second, of every minute, of every hour that we still have and the importance of that and the fact of what kind of gift the life is that we have and that it should be spent with sharing it with other people. Isn't that so?
Younger, think you just take that day and the next day for granted, but you get up there a little bit, you realize as your friends are passing away, life is precious, and the that you were pointing out earlier about get a lot of joy just from giving. I mean, that's a pretty radical concept, but after you do it for a while, you realize, hey, it's true.
You know the Mark, you know the old axiom, youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah.
You know, and you would think that the older we get, the more we would understand that, right? And it's hard, I guess, to break from that individualism, rugged individualism, which is what, you know, we are supposed to be as Americans, rugged individualists. And I've always pushed back against that. And we'll continue to do that because, you know, if you're out on an island by yourself, I don't care how much money you have, for heaven's sakes, There are people who own islands. Just try to wrap that around your head, Mark. How is it possible that any human being can own an island? Well, that's mine.
Yeah, I agree. In reality, it's pretty tough to go it alone. You know, you're a lot better off taking a hand when you can get it, and vice versa, giving a hand when you.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for listening, man. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go back to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's happening?
Hey, Earl.
Am I off base?
Am I
off base?
No, God, no. I mean, in fact, I would say that I am so thankful, and I think the Creator or God or Allah or whoever you want to call him, I thank God every day that I don't live in some other people's shoes. Because I find that people, and I actually pray for people that are even on the right side of the political fence, that they find peace within themselves, because this anger, it's really a self-hatred is what it is. Because you know what, just try to do something today, people. Try to open the door for someone when you go and walk into
yes,
and see what? How much better that makes you feel.
Hey, feel better. Hey, Tom, hold the door for somebody, even if it's not a woman. They're coming behind you. For heaven's sakes, hold the door for that person. What does that cause, man?
Door open, exactly. Or you know, do some random act of kindness, and not only does it make that person feel good, even if you smile at someone, for God's sakes.
Hey, Tom.
When you do that, it makes you feel good.
You ever been in the grocery store? You're in the line. Somebody's got two items. You've got a cart full, right? Man, let the person with two items go before you. Why? What's so difficult about that?
Absolutely. And Earl, I will tell you this. I lived in the Hollywood Hills for a while, and the housing was not set up like it is back in the rural parts of Wisconsin. And I moved to North Hollywood, and now it's more like, where your neighbors, you see them, and they're very, very close in proximity to you. I'll tell you what, I love that so much better than my huge house up in the hills. I mean, first off, a lot of celebrities and a lot of people, they have gated communities. They're prisoners to themselves.
Well, you know what, though, Tom? And I'm not even talking about those wealthy. I'm talking about the average people whose feet are planted firmly on the ground, like everyday people who don't know how to be happy, who don't know the keys to that. And it's available to everybody, right? Happiness is available to all of us. It's right before you. And it's and where it's originated from is recognizing another fellow human being who's walking down the same path that you are. I got to go, Tom. Thank you very much. Got some other information that we're going to talk about on the other side. We'll be right back.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic state lawmakers want to be ready in case Wisconsin's restrictive abortion law is struck down. Three bills would eliminate requirements like healthcare workers needing admitting privileges at nearby hospitals and exams before abortions. A lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's abortion ban is currently before a Dane County judge. She's indicated she's likely to strike the law down soon. People who take part in the World Naked Bike Ride are defending the event to state lawmakers who are considering shutting it down. That's after a 10-year-old girl took part this June and photos of her went up on social media. Madison authorities say no laws were broken. Organizers at a public hearing yesterday say the World Naked Bike Ride protests climate change and promotes body positivity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A suspect was arrested outside of a Waukesha middle school after a police chase yesterday. The pursuit started on I-94 near Moreland Road and carried on into Waukesha. Police eventually decided to end the chase, and the vehicle was later discovered near Horning Middle School. Police say the suspect exited the vehicle in the school parking lot and made an attempt to steal another vehicle. As a precautionary measure, Horning Middle School implemented security procedures. Prices are going down and up on the Amtrak Hiawatha line. The cost of riding the train from Milwaukee to Chicago is changing as a new variable pricing method is out for the line. Currently, the fare is a fixed $25 per ride. But moving ahead, it will range between $19 and $31. The shift aims to incentivize riders to choose non-peak hours for travel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
The Bucks get crushed by the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Raptors in Toronto, 130-111. Toronto shot 56% from the field, hit 15 three-point shots, and were 13 out of 14 from the foul line. What happened defensively to the Bucks? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Defensively? I didn't think we did a good job as far as keeping the ball in front. You know, too many points in the paint as far as kick-out threes.
The Bucks return to Milwaukee to host the New York Knicks Friday night. Tip-off time, 6:30. NFL, the Packers host the Rams Sunday. But L.A.'s quarterback, Matthew Stafford, struggling with a thumb injury, Brett Rippon, could start at quarterback. Now, he's the nephew of quarterback Mark Rippon, who led Washington to a Super Bowl win in 1991. The Packers trying to break a four-game slump. Wide receiver Christian Watson.
I just want to find a way to win. You know, I've never been okay with losing. I want to compete. I want to win. You just got to find a way to do it.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 48 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 35 tonight, high of 49 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, Calvin, here's the Christmas holiday. It's coming up. And so, there, I got a Merry Christmas to many of you. Interest rates on some retail credit cards climb to a record high, 33%. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You know, the ceiling rate on credit cards has been around 30%. That's the maximum that banks and others have been charging for credit cards. And I thought that that was something that was controlled by the federal Reserve or somebody. I didn't think it was possible, you know, that they could do that. But now it turns out some store credit cards now charge more than 33% interest rates after blowing past a symbolic 30% threshold that retailers and banks dared not cross. The question becomes whether or not they can do it, and the answer is yes. So people aren't aware. As somebody who has a credit card or two or three, you know, and this is at a time when people are living off their credit cards and the interest rate is soaring. And people don't realize that they are being ruined because the credit card itself, if you aren't frugal, if you don't know how to handle it, it will clearly bankrupt you. And it's legal. And yet the fact that they had, so if, Calvin, if you and I, there's something called usury. I don't know if you're aware of that. And usury is that in a private deal between you and I can't take advantage of you, because then whatever that deal is and whatever the amount is, I don't know, I thought it was 33%, I thought it was usury, then you could go and sue, and the law will say, well, hey, that's usury. Somebody call in and who knows the exact verbiage of it, but you could certainly be charged you know, for usury if you took advantage of somebody. Well, why is that not the case for corporations? Why is it okay for them to go beyond? Their usury rate is not the same as the average citizen. My goodness, to continue to raise the credit card rates while people are struggling right now, the inflation being what it is, and yet there are bandits in suits who are in dark rooms smoking cigars. You know, not the White Owl kind, Calvin. Well, you don't remember White Owl cigars, do you? You're too young for that.
No, I do not remember that.
Okay, right. But White Owl used to be a little 10 cent, 15 cent cigar with a little filter you could put on the end. No, these guys are smoking $50 cigars. You got some information on usury?
Yeah, I just looked some stuff up. It looks like, so usury laws are set in place by the states. They're not enforced by the federal government. And it looks like that certain banks and credit card companies charge the maximum interest rates they are allowed in the state in which they operate, not in which the person is the customer in. So they
what does it say that usury rate is?
It varies from state to state. Right. So the assumption is that credit card companies and banks operate out of the states that allow them to charge the highest interest.
So 33% as this article states in today's USA Today, some store credit cards now charge more than 33% interest after blowing past a symbolic. So apparently they would not go past 30% threshold for fear that it would maybe in some instance gouge the American citizen. But they've certainly decided that that's done now. We no longer have to have any compassion, as if a 30% interest rate is somehow compassion towards the American people. And so, as again, as the holidays ramp up and credit cards become the money of the day, people ought to be very careful in this time of the season that they don't do what unfortunately far too many of us do, and that's to overextend ourselves during the holiday season, again, to sometimes buy things for people we don't even like, right? You know, it is just not right. Interest rates on credit cards have reached historic highs, largely in response to an aggressive campaign of rate hikes by the Federal Reserve in 2022-2023. The average retail credit card now charges 28.93% interest, a record high according to Bankrate, the personal finance site. Now, so let's go back. Let's go back a year ago before the increase in the interest rates. There was 0% interest on cards. 844-967-2789. Am I delusional? Or was it just a little over a year ago, the interest rates on credit cards were 0%? And they stayed there. And they stayed there for several years. And it almost appears as if they're looking to catch up now. And a lot of it, and the reason that they were at the rates they were at, was because of COVID. But now it's payback. And so now these corporations that fund these cards and make the money off of the American people are looking, and they really didn't lose a lot of money during those times. Credit card business is not in the business of losing money. In a recent survey of lenders, Bankrate found 4 retail cards that charge an eye-popping 33.24% annual interest. Rates are the highest we've seen now in our database, said Ted Rossman, a senior industrial analyst at Bankrate. The survey found 16 other retail cards that charge 32.24% interest, a list that includes the brand Ross, Wayfair, and Piercing Pagoda. So it's clearly on the uptick, and we are just not aware. Let's bring Karina on, man. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. You know, the funny thing you just said about, like, a payback, right? And it's not about credit card, which you're absolutely right, because I can see it too. Everything goes up. I mean, it's funny because interest rate going up and the property prices going up.
Yes.
So it's just like, do you know how much COVID vaccine is? $175.
For the COVID vaccine?
Yep. This is payback for a free COVID. This is exactly the world we're living in. Like they say, nothing free in America.
So because I haven't had my COVID vaccine, I think if you've got Medicare, it pays for it maybe. But for people who don't have it, $175 for a COVID vaccine.
Yep.
You know, and
if you don't have an insurance, you want to pay out of your you want to pay out of your pocket. You don't have an insurance, or your insurance doesn't cover the price for it. It's $175.
So let me ask you, how does that make sense? We know that COVID is spreads, right? What's the word I'm looking for? It's Calvin. It's something that spreads. What's that word, man? A virus. And so it spreads amongst people. And if people can't afford to pay for the vaccine, Karina, how are you going to be able to corral the virus?
Apparently, nobody cares. Because older people have Medicare, group homes and the senior facility covered. So the rest of the population, up to themselves. Previous 3 years, it was important, and it was subsidized or
by the government, yes,
by the government, and now they're trying to get their money back, over $100. Yep,
that's
what the world will.
You know, Karina, that is it, I would say incomprehensible, but I've lived too long to know what happens in our country. The one that we all talk about is the greatest nation on earth, and you know, and it's, you know, I'm proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free. Well, yeah, but there are things going on inside of this nation that we all know is not right. And as Americans, it goes on because we're not willing to speak out. Is it safe to say that, Karina?
Yes, and we don't know. That's what it is, because people coming in and they don't ask questions. They're not interested in asking questions. They're not interested in digging in and actually discover for yourself what does it cost, where it's coming from. It's amazing that the Americans are complaining about immigrants. But those people are delusional, really. They come into a country of their dreams, but the country they're coming from, you lived in. I didn't.
You know, Karina, I try to expose people to things that are going on. There may be people who don't think too much of me and may think I'm anti-American, but I'm generally telling the truth, right?
Anti-American. If you are delusional, what good do you do?
You know, I know that I take the time out to go through whatever it is I bring before the people, and I know that it's true. And you know, and so people can wrestle with it whichever way they want to, but I'm never going to come before the people with some information that's faulty. I think too much of the people who really are kind of like sheep and being misled. You know, easy to lead in the wrong direction, hard to lead in the right direction. But the only way you can be led in the right direction is if you're open to truth. Karina, and you always bring it. Thank you very much for the call. We got some more things we're going to talk about on the other side. Sharky, hang with me. We'll be right back.
Shaw, WAUK.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
house. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, it's my good friend Sharky from Racine. Good morning to you, Sharky. How you guys doing up in Racine?
Good morning to you, and thank you, Earl, and your counterpart there. You guys do a beautiful job. I'm always excited to expand and tell everybody about your stations. I could use a basket full of flyers so I can keep sending them out. So send them to me, I'll pass
We'll make sure you get them.
Seriously, we can work on that. You talk about the credit card. And I will bring it up approximately a year ago in Wisconsin. They indicated that the percentage of homes that were rentals was 52% if you were going to either rent, mortgage, or make that decision to rent at a high mortgage, or I should say apartment rate. 52% of our homes in Wisconsin, 52%. So you put that back, and they can keep charging higher and higher and higher. And you talk about a 33% credit card deal. I am so angry right now. I feel I want to put on my new crime fighter's jacket and start pulling people aside and say, hey, listen, this is crazy. So with that said, I really think it is a conspiracy that they're trying to pull us all the way down, pull us out of our houses. So you go into rental, then once you can no longer afford anything besides maybe a Watts earpiece from your backside of your ear, is that they're going to sit there out on some place they can't afford, then they will soon be out on the parks and underneath the freeways, and they're driving us down. They are driving us down, and this is just part of it, and it makes me so angry.
Well,
I came from a homeless place, back in the 60s. I know what that's like.
Right. But, Sharky, at the root of it, again, is billionaires who really are the enemy of the American people. And not all of them, but far too many of them who don't see the other American people as their equal. We're the billionaires, and you're just, we're the real Americans. And you guys are just like ants, right? You and your families, we're going to make sure that we continue our generational wealth at the expense of you guys. And so because you don't know any better, you should be subject to a life of servitude. And that's what happens with the masses of the American people in this nation. We live a life of servitude. We talk about other nations, but look at us. Look at ours.
I agree. And you're a senator this morning. I love that guy. I hope he has and he keeps going where he's going, Mr. Larson. I always liked him. And didn't he bounce off the fact that we in Wisconsin have 400 billionaires? 400 just in Wisconsin.
You,
is that possible? Is that
No. We don't have 400 billionaires. I don't know, but I'll find out. Anything could be. But whatever it is, there are far too many people who have gotten their wealth off of the backs of the misery of the American people. And I've never understood why, again, average people support the billionaires, right? Now there is a group of billionaires called the Patriotic Millionaires. And those are people who live well, and they have accumulated generational wealth, and they say, well, we don't need the tax breaks because we've already accrued this generational wealth. And so they're pushing back against their brethren who have all this money, who are saying, let Diane Kendricks of the world, give me more tax breaks. Give me more tax breaks. Even though, you know, it doesn't change, you know, the wealth that they have. I don't understand it. We're all going to die. And so you can't die with your billions. We've seen it. There have been many billionaires in the past who've died and left the resources because you can't take it with you. But Sharky, I wish I had more time, but man, thank you very much for the call as always. I'll be in touch and we'll get that information to you. So tomorrow, Sandy and I are going to have a couple Palestinian born in America businessmen who were born in this nation, and we're going to have a conversation about what is taking place and what's happening to the Palestinian people. And then the following week, I'm going to have a couple Jewish people on the air, not going to put them together, who are going to come in and talk about this from their perspective. But certainly the Palestinian perspective, if you want to hear it, I think it's going to be done. As a matter of fact, I know it's going to be done from the right perspective, where there's no assault on the Jewish people. But certainly I think it is worthy, and we need to hear what is taking place. It's not good, and it's just not good for anybody. It's certainly a conversation that needs to be had. So it's going to be at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Join us, as Sandy and I. And I would not want to have the conversation with anyone other than my partner, Sandy Williams, as we delve into this conversation that people say you shouldn't have. You know, I don't believe what the people saying, well, you can't talk about politics, you can't talk about religion, you can't talk about, well, people who aren't equipped can't talk about those things. Those of us who are, we can have that kind of conversation. Gotta go. Be back on tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
It's the final home game of the season for Carroll University football this Saturday, November 4th. The Pioneers will also celebrate Senior Day as the Big Blue of Millikan University visits the Schneid. You can catch all of the action live with Don and Johnny, pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1. Carroll versus Millikan for the final home game this Saturday on The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station,